You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on August 13th, 2026. And this week, we're talking about whether or not AI can be trusted with our spiritual growth. New research shows that among practicing Christians, many are using AI to help them grow spiritually, with some of them even trusting AI more than their pastor. Well, what does all of this mean, and what is the best way to grow spiritually? We're going to talk about that in our episode today. For links to the story we're talking about and some other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/08-13-26. Now for our story this week. AI is becoming a spiritual authority even among practicing Christians. From Barna, when asked how much they would personally trust AI's advice across a range of life domains, practicing Christians report noteworthy openness, and not just in practical areas. Nearly 3 in 5, 61%, say they would completely or somewhat trust AI with achieving financial stability, and 56% say the same for mental and physical well-being. But the trust extends into more personal territory as well. Majorities say they would trust AI with feeling happy and content with life, 56%. Understanding and expressing one's true self, 54%. Having a sense of meaning or purpose, 54%. And building meaningful relationships with others, 53%. Nearly half say the same for growing spiritually, 48%. We're going to notice a few quotes from that story, but I wanted to start with that one here. People use AI for a lot of things these days. And to be fair, it can be incredibly helpful for some things. But what about our spiritual well-being and our pursuit of godliness? Is that something that is wise for us to use AI for today? So that's the question I want us to consider. Can AI be trusted for spiritual guidance? Well, first of all, we need to remember the fact that truth is found in the Word of God. Jesus, before he was crucified, as he was praying to the Father in John chapter 17, he said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." He was praying there for his disciples, and he wanted them to be sanctified in the truth, and he identified what truth was there. Truth is God's Word. It is found in God's Word today. Now, we can benefit from the spiritual guidance that we receive from others, whether it's parents or elders or preachers or fellow Christians and so on, but only so far as they follow the word of God. Paul told the brethren in Corinth, "Be imitators of me just as I also am of Christ." He did not tell them to follow his teaching and example without question. They were to follow him only to the extent that he followed Christ. In other words, if he was not following Christ, they were not to follow him. And that principle applies to anyone or anything that we might learn from today. So what do we need to do? The same thing that the Bereans did when they heard Paul teaching. Acts 17:11 says, "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." They did not blindly accept what Paul said. Instead, they wanted to make sure that it was true. And they did that by going to the scriptures. And we need to do this today, regardless of whether the teaching is coming from a human being, even a pastor or elder or preacher, or it's coming from AI. We need to check everything by what the Word of God says. Now, here's another interesting statistic from the study. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. adults, 74%, express concern about AI misinterpreting Scripture. So what this means is that a sizable percentage of people trust AI for their spiritual growth and are concerned that AI will misrepresent Scripture. But if the interpretation of Scripture is not right, then the spiritual advice is not right. Now, think about the stats we've already talked about. 48% of U.S. adults said they would trust AI's advice to help them grow spiritually. At the same time, 74% of U.S. adults were concerned that AI would misinterpret Scripture. Now, those stats don't seem to fit together. But when we look at statistics, we need to understand that people do not always neatly fit into predictable groups. What do I mean by that? Think about what we're talking about. If 48% of people would trust AI's advice for their spiritual growth, that means 52% would not trust AI for their spiritual growth. Makes sense. Now, we would expect that all of those 52% would be concerned that AI would misinterpret Scripture. That's why they wouldn't trust it for their spiritual growth. That would be a reasonable assumption, even if it doesn't always work out that way. That would be a reasonable assumption. So let's assume for a moment that that is the case. If 74% are worried about AI misrepresenting Scripture, but 52% are skeptical of AI's spiritual advice, then that would leave 22% of U.S. adults who trust AI with spiritual advice, even if they believe AI will likely misinterpret Scripture. And since people don't always neatly fit into expected groups, because people are confusing, then that number is likely higher than 22%. Well, what does that mean? Unfortunately, it seems that many people believe that good spiritual advice can be given independently from what the Scriptures teach. But that is not reality. The psalmist said, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting." And because all of God's word is truth, he was able to say earlier, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It is able to guide us in the direction that we are to go. It is to show us what we should be doing spiritually and provide that guidance for us. So it is true, spiritual advice can be given, and often is, independently of the Scriptures. But good spiritual advice cannot be. Good spiritual advice has to be rooted in the Scriptures because the sum of God's word is truth. So the skepticism toward AI and how it interprets Scripture is good, but that should also lead us to be skeptical of AI's spiritual advice that it gives. But here's another finding from that research that I thought was fascinating. Yet even those concerns coexist with a willingness for some to extend genuine spiritual trust to AI. When asked whether spiritual advice from AI was just as trustworthy as advice from a pastor, nearly 1 in 3 U.S. adults, 30%, agree. Among practicing Christians specifically, slightly more than 1 in 3, 34%, agree, even as 3 in 5 disagree, 60%. Among Gen Z, the share agreeing approaches 2 in 5, 39%. Among millennials, it climbs higher still, 44%. So millennials had the highest percentage who said they trusted AI's spiritual advice as much as they did a pastor's. Well, what does that mean? Does it mean that millennials have an exceptionally high trust in AI? Or does it mean that millennials have a higher than normal distrust of pastors? I don't know. I didn't dive deep enough into the research to know if they even answered that question. But it does provide a lesson for those of us who are pastors or elders or preachers and so on. We should convince people that our spiritual advice and guidance is more trustworthy than what they can get from AI. Well, how do we do that? First, we have to know the Scriptures. Paul told Timothy that as he grew in his knowledge of the Scriptures, others would be able to see his progress. He said, "Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all." If we want to help others spiritually, we have to know what the Scriptures teach. And this comes by doing the work of studying the Scriptures. As Paul told Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." Number two, we have to understand who we're talking to. Let's talk especially of elders who are tasked with the responsibility of shepherding the flock that is among them, as 1 Peter 5 and verse 2 says. Why were they charged with shepherding the flock among them? Well, it's because they would know them. Preachers, elders, teachers, and so on need to know the people they are trying to help. If the brethren with whom we are working do not know us and know that they can come to us with questions, then they are more likely to rely on something like ChatGPT to help them answer their spiritual questions. And number three, we have to know what is relevant. Perhaps one reason why millennials seem to trust AI more than pastors is because pastors, elders, preachers, especially if they are from an older generation, can seem like they're out of touch. Not all of them, but that often happens. They may know a lot about what the Bible says, but they may not really know anything about the problems that younger generations are facing, or they don't realize just how much the world has changed in the last 10 or 20 years. Now, we know God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the word that he has revealed to us, 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 says. But we have to be able to show how the Bible applies to the challenges that people are facing today. And we need to be specific on application so that people know what direction to take. And then finally, do not compromise on what is right. I have seen plenty of posts on social media of people talking about asking ChatGPT or some similar platform a question, receiving an answer, pushing back against that answer, and then AI switching the answer to something that is more in line with what the user expected to hear. And this is not unique to AI. Many human teachers do this, but we need to remember that our goal is not to give people whatever answer they're looking for or whatever answer they want to hear. After warning about the condemnation for those who would change the gospel in Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, Paul said, "For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." We need to teach what is right, even if others don't like it. Paul told Timothy to preach the word in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. And when he warned him that some wouldn't like it, and they would find other teachers who would teach a message that they preferred, he said, "But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." We don't change the message. We teach the truth no matter what others say about it. So in summary, AI can be a useful tool, but it is not our spiritual mentor that will lead us to heaven. Truth is found in the Word of God. And since AI is pulling information from all over the internet in order to produce its answers, they will have some truth in them. But not every answer we get from AI is going to be accurate. We need to spend our time studying the scriptures and learning from faithful Christians around us. And by doing that, we can be sure that we will grow spiritually. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this discussion to be helpful. For links to the story we talked about and some other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/081326. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or to share it with others who might be interested, that is always appreciated. Also, if you're listening to this, remember that we upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we might post here from time to time. And if you're interested in seeing the script for this episode, you can check that out on Substack. That will be linked in the show notes as well. And if you see a news story or have a topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.